Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, once again we are back with another episode of the series called The Early Echo. So inshallah, we're going to go to the first segment, which is the secrets of earning more rewards. And thereafter, we are going to go to the second part of this program, which of course is the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So only 1 hour we ask you of your time to please stay tuned to Madani Channel and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For there are many things that you would learn from this program. Aur sabse pehle, ab hum hadith paak ki taraf jaate hain. Let us listen to the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned in a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when two Muslims for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meet one another, and when they shake hands, they embrace one another, they shake hands, they meet, and whilst making salam or shaking hands, they recite darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before they depart from each another, before they leave and depart from one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their past and their present sins. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is the mafhum and the summary of the hadith. It is the past or the future or the past or the current and present sins which that person has committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them, providing that he has met or he has shaken hands with the Muslim fellow brother for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, all this is the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sadaqah and wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our sins are forgiven. Our sins are pardoned just by reciting darood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So why should you and I miss out on this beautiful blessings? We have committed many, many sins in our lives and we are still committing them. We should sincerely make tawbah in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, whenever you have the opportunity of shaking hands, always remember this hadith which we have just learned today, inshallah. Taki hamare guna bhi mitte jaye, and may we get closer, our connection may we get strengthened with the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aankh ata kijiye, isme ziya dijiye. Aankh ata kijiye, isme ziya dijiye. Jalwa qareeb aa gaya, tum pe karodo durood. Dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe paachan sa. Seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karodo durood. کعبے کے بدر الدجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود. کعبہ کے شمس الدحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that was the blessings of reciting durood, and there is not one but there are many, many blessings and virtues of reciting salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It is my humble opinion, it is my humble request, it is my earnest appeal and request to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel worldwide that you and I need to make the time. It's difficult to find the time, but yes, if you want salvation, if you want blessings, if you want barakah, if you want abundance of sustenance, if you wish for your sins to be forgiven, that route is to recite abundance of durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Now let us move to the first part of this program, and that is the intentions, of course, the secrets of earning more rewards. And what intentions are we going to be making for today is also something which is a very practical aspect, and that is the intentions of leaving one's home. Aap ghar se nikal rahe ho, ghar mein dakhil ho rahe ho. What are the ethics, what are the mannerism, and what intentions a person can make کبھی کبھی ہم اس چیز کو فالو کرتے ہیں, کبھی کبھی نہیں کرتے ہیں. بٹ ڈیئر ویورز آن دی مدنی چینل, یو نو ایز آئی سیڈ بیفور ایز ویل اینڈ آئی سے ٹوڈے اگین, دیٹ وائی شوڈ یو اینڈ آئی, وائی شوڈ وی مس آؤٹ آن دیز امیزنگ intentions as well as the sawab and reward. For we have heard this hadith pak numerous times, niyat al-mu'mini khayrun min amali, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. All these different hadith in relation to the niyyah and the intention the person can make, so that just by you merely making the intention in your heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are or you will be rewarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you, He will reward you. So the intention for today, جیسے اب میں یہاں آپ کے سامنے مطلب مدنی چینل کے ذریعے سے بیٹھا ہوا ہوں, through the camera screens you are watching me, I had to make some intentions before leaving my home. ہو سکتا آپ کام پہ جانے والے ہو, ہو سکتا possibly you are about to leave the home for any other permissible act. So intentions that can be made before leaving your home is firstly that I will make salam to those who reside with me in my home. Ghar walon se salam zarur kare. Always develop this habit of making salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ghusse se na nikle. Always leave the home in a happy mode, in a good mode, with a smile on your face, inshallah, because that will cause and bring about harmony, happiness. It will bring about tranquility, and that will actually boost your day. Agar ghusse se niklenge with anger, with arrogance, with being irritated, being irritable, or in a bad mood in terms of having a fight and leaving the home, it is not healthy for yourself, for your family members, and for the environment. Because ab jab wapas aayenge to jis halat mein aap nikle the, ho sakta usse aur buri halat mein wapas aaye. Why? Because the mood was wrong, it was the feelings of a person, it was the way he left home, and now the ego will actually kick in that he would not want to make salam. So aap nikalte hue chahe jo bhi ho, try and leave the home with a salam. Try and read the masnoon du'as and supplications, and recite or make salam by saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu loudly whensoever you leave the home. Leave your home with your right foot and recite the du'a that you're supposed to recite, which is bismillahi tawakkaltu ala allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Once again I repeat this du'a, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. اب اس کی برکتیں کیا ہیں, چلے اس کو بھی سن لیتے ہیں. It has been mentioned that if the one who recites the dua, the blessings of the dua is that you will be on the right path. Allahu Akbar. By reading and reciting this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be on the right path and you will be saved from calamities and harms by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will be protected, your household will also be protected. Kya baat hai Madine ki. To ye dua padhna na bhuliyega, there are immense blessings of it. So develop a habit. Ek baar mein to nahi hoga, hum bhul jate hain. Aksar isko yaad rakhein. Keep a paper maybe on the door or something of that nature, whereas whenever you are about to leave the home or enter the home, you will remember them. MashaAllah, like in South Africa, in many masajid, the du'as of entering the masjid is written on the door, so that whenever you enter, you will remember to recite the du'a. Likewise for your home as well, because there are blessings and barakah for reciting when you enter the home, so that you will see abundance of sustenance. Perhaps evils will leave your home, it will cause harmony and happiness, tranquility, it will bring about peace in the homely environment. So please do not forget to make these intentions. The second or the third intention is, I will make salam to the people on the way at work place. I will reply to the salam of others as well. Ye to ghar chhodne ki jo niyat hai na, when you're going to go to work, you're going to go to wherever you are going, always develop this habit that you should be the one that will begin or be the one to start the salam. You should be the first person to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, because you will earn more sawab and reward. I will protect my seven organs, which are they? The eyes, the tongue, the ears, the hands, the feet, the stomach, and the private parts as well that have potential of committing sin. So these are the intentions a person can make, that I will protect these body organs. Ye to hamesha karna chahiye. Always we should remember these intentions, that we're going to protect our eyes, our mind, our heart, our feet and hands and stomach from all evil things, such as seeing evil, hearing evil, speaking evil, walking towards evil, eating haram. Our hands should not do anything haram. So this intention should always be in the heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. He will grant you the sawab and reward for making that niyyah as well. What's there for you to just take 30 seconds of your time to make this intention on a daily basis, inshallah. Because whenever there is a chance for the guna and for that sin to be committed, your intentions will remind you that you have made a niyyah. You have actually made a commitment with your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not do that. So aap chahe hamari islami behne jo sun rahe hain wo bhi kare, islami bhai sun rahe to wo bhi kare. Always develop this habit. I will offer salah with jama'at regularly. Whenever appropriate, I will make individual efforts to call people towards the madani activities of da'wah islami, because on your way, if it's time for salah, there is a masjid. So prior to that, the niyyah should be made at home. I will go to the masjid, I will read namaz ba jama'at inshallah. I will make individual efforts to also ask people to join the madani environment of da'wat islami. Chale ishtama kai ho raha hai, madani halka kai ho raha hai, namazon ke liye, qafilon ke liye, madani qafilon ke liye ya qafile mein safar karne ke liye aap targhib dilayenge. So these are some amazing intentions you can make while doing your business, while talking to your customer. Allahu Akbar. There are so many various ways of you earning reward and sawab. Chale aaj ke baad se hum niyate kar lete ki is par amal zarur 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 karenge inshallah. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, upon my return, when I enter my home, I will recite Durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, of course entering and whilst exiting as well. When you enter, you should recite. When you leave the home, also recite. And you will make salam to everybody at home. You know, there was a companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, main bahut ghareeb insaan hoon. I'm a very poor person and I am unable to meet my needs. Apni zaruraton ko pe pura nahi kar pa raha hoon. Ya Rasulullah, can you please help me, assist me in this regard? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told the companion, chale, aaj ke baad se jab bhi tum apne ghar mein dakhil ho, whenever you enter your home, what should you do? You should recite, of course, make salam to everybody, and thereafter recite durood-e-paak, salat upon me, and once Surah Ikhlas. Recite Surah Ikhlas, which is Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yaqul lahu kufuwan ahad. With Bismillah, Rahman Rahim, you should recite the surah and recite Durood upon me. This companion had went, and the companion and the sahabi of the Holy Rasul who is narrating the hadith, jo ravi is hadith ke, ab farmate hain ki kuch hi din ke baad, wo sahabi jo ghareeb the, sarkar ke bargah mein sallallahu alaihi wasallam dobara tashreef le aate hain. And when he comes for the second time, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the virtues and barakah of doing what you had told me to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with so much of blessings. Itni barkatein main dekh raha hoon ki ab jo ghareeb hamare ilaqe mein rehte hain, ab main unki madad kar raha hoon. Allahu Akbar. I'm actually helping those who are poor in my area by the virtue and blessings of reciting Durood as well as Surah Ikhlas Sharif. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what a great blessing this is. Why should you and I lose out on this? So if the complaint is that my salary does not last me the entire month, if the complaint is ki khana kaafi nahi hota itne log ghar mein reh rahe hain, if the complaint is that electricity is difficult to pay for, to cover the needs and to fulfill the requirements of my family members is impossible, aap ye shuru kare for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try it and you will come back by telling us that you have seen the blessings. It does not happen once, it does not happen twice, it's of course upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your niyyah should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see the blessings of it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was the segment in which we actually learned the secrets of earning more rewards. Or abham, alhamdulillah, as per routine, we would go to the kalam and naat, which will revive us spiritually, physically, mentally as well. And that kalam will be a very famous one, a very beautiful kalam by our Mahmood At-Tari Sallamahu Al-Bari, the Naat Khan, subhanallah, a very famous Naat Khan. And the kalam that Ya Nabi Tajdari Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdari Madina, a kalam by Mahmood At-Tari. Please inshallah stay tuned to Madani channel, watch this kalam, and thereafter we will return shortly after this. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi, تاجدار مدینہ
اب بلا لیجئے نا مدینہ آ رہا ہے یہ حج کا مہینہ
ٹوٹ جائے نا دل کا نگینہ ٹوٹ جائے نا دل کا نگینہ المدد تاجدار مدینہ آقا
یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ
آنسوؤں کی لڑی بن رہی گو پھٹتا وہ سینہ ورد لب ہو مدینہ مدینہ ورد لب ہو مدینہ مدینہ جب چلے سوئے طیبہ سفینہ آقا
یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ
مجھ کو آقا مدینے بلا لو حسرتیں میرے دل کی نکالو غوث آدم کا صدقہ نبھا لو غوث آدم کا صدقہ نبھا لو اب تو کہہ دو مجھے چل مدینہ آقا
یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ
کاش اس شان سے حاضری ہو مجھ پہ دیوانگی چھا گئی ہو ہر رکاوٹ وہاں ہٹ گئی ہو ہر رکاوٹ وہاں ہٹ گئی ہو بس نظر میں ہو شاہ مدینہ آقا
یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ
ہے تمنائے عطار یا رب ان کے جلووں میں یوں موت آئے ہے تمنائے عطار یا رب ان کے جلووں میں یوں موت آئے جھوم کر جب گرے میرا لاشا جھوم کر جب گرے میرا لاشا تھام لے بڑھ کے شاہ مدینہ آقا
یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی تاجدار مدینہ یا نبی 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 یا نبی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, as we are alhamdulillah in the next part of this program, which is of course the sunnahs of the holy rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and alhamdulillah this is also a very good one in which we should actually speak, we should know. Ye bahut zaruri hai, ye hamare zindagi ka ek hissa hai. It is part of our life. It is part of everyone's life, because hum insaan hain, we are the best of creation, which is, you know, insaan and human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best. Allahu Akbar. Allah azza wa jalla has blessed us with beauty. The problem here is, dear viewers in this Madani channel, that we have distanced ourselves from the teachings, from the blessed teachings and lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mannerism, akhlaq, Allahu Akbar. All of these are found in the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, I mention this again, that today we are going to be learning the sunnahs of speaking. Baat karne ke adab, sunnat, akhlaq, kya honi chahiye? Allahu Akbar. So, rather I would say sunnahs included with madani pearls, because it is the tongue, as I always said before as well, that causes these problems, these calamities to occur and happen. And then there is fight happening, there is arguments taking place. Yes, zaban ke wajah se na jane kitne problems khade ho jate hain. Agar hum is cheez ko control mein nahi rakhenge, to masle hote hain aage. Lekin inshallah, aaj hum sunnat-e-rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sikhenge ki baat karne ke adab kya honi chahiye. What are the respect and ethics of communication, of talking, and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, remember, dear viewers on the Sunnah Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would talk so impressively, so slowly, that the listener would memorize it easily. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha had stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk so clearly with pauses that every listener would memorize it. His speaking habit was like this, his blessed speaking habit, subhanAllah, that when he would communicate, when he would talk, when he would make kalam, aap ruk ruk ke kalam farmate hain. He would not rush and speak so quickly or so fast that the listeners are then confused. Those who are in front don't even actually understand what the person had mentioned, but rather he would speak eloquently, fluently, beautifully. Allahu Akbar. Kuch sahabi yu farmate ke jab aap kalam farmate the, it used to seem as if from the two front mubarak teeth of the Holy Rasulullah sallam, dandani mubarak se noor jhad rahe ho. Allahu Akbar. Noor and light is emanating from the blessed teeth of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes it would feel like pearls are falling from his blessed mouth. That's how beautiful his speech would be. So, those Islamic brothers who have the habit of speaking slowly, calmly, chilla ke nahi, zor se nahi, jaldi se nahi, balki aaram se kalam farmaye. Actually, unke kalam achhe bhi lagte hain. Anybody would like a person who speaks calmly, who speaks eloquently, he speaks easily without rushing the conversation. At times, humne dekhe ki kuch itne calm nazarat hote hain ki even in difficult situations, it could be a very hard problem and situation, whereas anybody else would naturally rush and speak, but even then two people who are naturally calm would be calm in that situation and achhe se baat karenge taki jo sunne wala hai, jo samay hai, wo achhe se sun liya jaye ya sun le ki kehne wala kya keh raha hai, kalam karne wala. So likewise, dear viewers on this Madani channel, we should develop this habit as well. Always abstain your tongue from foul conversation. Hazrat Sayyiduna Uqbah bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Uqbah bin Amir radiyallahu anhu says, I asked our beloved Habib, our beloved Nabi, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is salvation? What is salvation? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, keep your tongue, abstain from foul conversations. Allahu Akbar. Keep your tongue protected and abstained from foul conversations. So, aise baaton se ya aise baaton mein jahan pe galiyan deni padti hain, where you have to speak lies, where you have to swear, foul language such as obscene language, it's not good at all. Ek to barkat bhi chali jati hai, barka is lost within the face, within the heart, within the pocket as well. You would not see blessings. Such a person will be a sinner, because kiram and katibin will jot down in the registers for that person bad actions and bad conversations, as we know that there is no word that we speak from our tongue and from our mouth which is not registered by kiram and katibin. Everything is written down, and this will be given to us on the day of qiyamah to read from this book. So ab zara soche, it is for our benefit inshallah, ye bhi is par bhi amal kar liya jaye, that we will try and abstain from these things as well inshallah azza wa jal. So it has been mentioned in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, do not laugh while talking, or rather in any situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever laughed. Acha, kuch din pehle humne hasne ke hawale se kuch humne zikr kiya tha. We spoke about the ethics of laughing, what are the sunnah ways of actually laughing, at which we know it is no sunnah to laugh, rather it is tabassum and smile of the Holy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those people who have the habit that while talking, kalam karte karte, you kaha kaha lagate hain ki 10 ghar aage peeche wale sunne bhi hote hain, people can hear you till far, This is actually from Shaitan. Dil murda bhi ho jata hai. The heart is then dead for those people who talk or laugh by screaming, because screaming and laughing is from Shaitan, with your voice, with your sound, with your mouth all open. So is cheez kabhi lihaz rakhna chahiye, because these things actually occur during conversations. Kisi ne koi joke sunaya ho, koi baat kahi ho. So what happens usually is that people start laughing. So we should try and avoid this as well. Another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ is that the one who keeps silent attains salvation. This is a very famous hadith. So ye baat karne ke adab mein se hai ki try and speak only when it is necessary. Jahan zaroorat hi na kalam ka, don't try and make up a conversation, because that making up conversation should actually waste your time. It will eat up your time. It will actually cause some types of bad feelings in your heart for the next Muslim fellow brother. Ki aapne shuru kiya, ab wo bhi jab kalam karega, shayad aapko kahin jana bhi ho, par aap dil mein bura sochenge is hawale se ki ye banda ruk hi nahi raha, he is not stopping, he is talking one way, he is not giving me a chance to talk. So these are also parts of the thing, that if there's nothing important to speak, try and remain silent, recite the dhud upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, dear viewers and listeners of Madhuri channel, there are so many numerous Madhuri pearls talking loudly as if you are shouting, like many friends frankly do when talking to each and other. These days is not a sunnah ki koi chilla karke baat kare, dur se baat kare, kareeb se baat kare, magar chilla karke. And this is not from among the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you speak to a person, give him all your attention. Aap mutawajjih ho jayein uski taraf. You concentrate and you turn your attention towards that person. You speak to him calmly and speak to him in a beautiful tone and manner, inshallah. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, this is also a madani pearl. Ki when you speak to children, speak to them politely. जिस तरह आप बड़ों से बात करते हैं, बच्चों से बात करेंगे तो भाग जाएंगे, they will go away. Of course, there are differences when you speak to a child, when you speak to an adult. So when you speak to an adult, you speak like an adult. When you speak to a child, you speak like a child. So that child can actually learn manners from you. कि इस तरह ये आदाब होते कलाम के. Allahu Akbar. And whenever the child will talk to you, he will try and copy as you speak to him. But if you shout at a child, a minor child, you scream and you shout, so he will develop that and he would not even learn manners. So khas karke apne bachchon ke saath, with our children, this is the tone and this is the way that we should learn how to speak. Dear viewers and listeners of Madhuri channel, keep listening to other persons calmly as long as he is speaking. Koi dusra baat kar raha ho, also part of the ethics of listening, ki usko kaate na, do not cut his conversation. Aksar ye bhi dekha gaya hai ki the brother has not convoyed or not has, he has not made his point as yet, but you would intervene, you would stop him, you would cut him short and then give your opinion. So ye to nahi hota hai, balki you get these talk programs jahan pe kai muballigh hote hain. It's a different thing altogether when a point is being passed. Usme bhi rukna chahiye, intezar karna chahiye. Aside from that, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, when you are with your family, especially maa baap ke baaton ko pehle sun le, wo kya keh rahe hain, uske baad aap apni baat kare. But if your father and mother is saying something and you are forcing your points through by cutting them, this is contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were the different intentions a person can make, or the sunnahs of talking is concerned. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, main dua karta hoon ki may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon whatever we have just learned now, whatever we have just heard now. These things are really, really important, dear viewers and listeners of the channel. If you want to, be affectionate towards a child, not only by actions, but rather, this speaking thing can play such a big role. Baat karna, sirf kalam karne ka itna bada ek role hai. Agar hum sirf is cheez ko apnaye apni zindagi mein, you don't know what impact you can make with your spouse, with your wife, with your parents, with your family, with your relatives, because it is the tongue which actually causes the problem. Is cheez ko durust kar liya jaye, Allahu Akbar, and then you will see blessings in your life, inshallah. Surely you will see blessings, because Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned that silence is salvation. Salvation from what? Salvation from the hellfire. Salvation from the punishment of the hereafter. Salvation from many calamities of this world. Yes, salvation from arguments, from fights, from enmity, from grudge, from hatred, to many other things. Because when a person is silent, he actually does not give a chance for any types of fights and conversations and arguments. So quarreling will only occur when you speak excessively. So speak when needed, otherwise, I don't want to go to the Zulu language in South Africa. No, you may not understand Zulu, but we should keep silent, inshallah, and recite durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever you can, as much as you can. unnecessary conversation will actually only cause problems and calamities. So when we talk, we have just heard now as Rasulullah ﷺ would speak calmly, happily, he would give us attention to his person. Even when he would make salam sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would not just, you know, speak to a person like we do. Aajkal hum karte hain, kisi aur se hum baat kar rahe hote hain aur haath kisi aur se mila rahe hote hain. This is of course because we don't learn the sunnah method, but Rasulullah ﷺ would shake the hands of the person and also listen to what he's saying by turning himself towards the person, and he will give his 100% concentration and tawajjuh to that person. Allahu Akbar. And every companion would feel, ki Rasulullah ﷺ is giving me the most attention. Subhanallah. What a beautiful method. So, shaking hands is good, but the way to shake hands, the way to make salam, the way to talk to a person with a smile on your face, these things are very, very important to your viewers and listeners. Trust me, it's very important for a very good environment. Allah Azza wa Jal hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. And ab waqt aa chuka hai ki recite manqabat in the praises of Sarkari Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us to a beautiful Baghdad Sharif inshallah. Maybe see the gumbad of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Maybe achieve and receive his blessings as well. Chale pehle darood sharif padhte hain, uske baad hum aage badhte hain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah.
امداد کن امداد کن از بند غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوث اعظم اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوث اعظم فقیروں کے حاجت روا غوث اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بند غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن گھیرا ہے بلاؤں میں بندہ تمہارا گھیرا ہے بلاؤں میں بندہ تمہارا مدد کے لیے آؤ یا غوث اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بند غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ ہے لاجیا غوث اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بند غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن نکالا ہے پہلے تو ڈوبے ہوں کو نکالا ہے پہلے
تو ڈوبے ہواؤں کو اور اب ڈوبتوں کو بچاؤ سے آزم امداد کن امداد کن. کہے کس سے جا کر حسن اپنے دل کی کہے کس سے جا کر حسن اپنے دل کی سونے کون تیرے سوا سے آزم امداد کن امداد کن. از بندے غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was the manqabat we just recited now, which has been written by Brother Ala Hazrat, who is the brother of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, who is Hassan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, what a beautiful manqabat. Tere haath mein haath میں نے دیا ہے, تیرے ہاتھ ہے لاجیا غوث اعظم. اللہ اکبر. May we gain the nisba and connection and proximity to Sayyidina غوث اعظم rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the sultan and the leader of all the awliyas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we come to the end of this program, The Early Echo, and once again we thank you for joining us, for being with us, for listening to this program. We discussed the intentions, we discussed the sunnahs, we listened to kalams, and now at the end of this program, but inshallah, we will be back as well with a different segment, of course. For now, we take your ijaza and we ask you to keep remembering Madani channel in your du'as, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.